challenge of Eddie this week against very good defense of the Texans.
Good team. Yeah, they got a lot of good players in the secondary, a lot of experience, you know, really athletic, and they play hard, well coached too, so it's gonna be a tough task.
Losing obviously doesn't happen around here very often. Is a little extra emphasis in practice this week of doing things the right way, or what is it like around here when you lose, which doesn't happen very often?
And we're focused on this week and getting better from last week. We have a lot of improvements, so you know, we're gonna go out there and prepare like we always do, and get out there on Sunday ready to play.
Danny, how much, if at all, does this team draw from the struggles they had early last season and apply it to what you're going through right
now? It's a different team. They have different guys in the locker room, and you know, it's last year, so we put that all behind us last year, and we're focused on, you know, who we have here this week coming up, and you know, that's what we're focused on.
But can you look at last year and know that even when you hit a rough patch, you were able to apply whatever you need?
Yeah,
to
you never. I mean, you know, you gotta. We haven't won all the games this year, and we didn't win all the games last year. So, you know, we got a game this week, and we're gonna try to win that one.
Danny, because of the pass rush that the Texans can get, how important is it for you guys to try to get open a lot quicker?
We're gonna try to make plays downfield as well as get open quick. So, you know, we trust our O-line, we trust, you know, our blocking scheme, and you know, we're just gonna have to make plays.
Danny, when you face a coach like Bill O'Brien with such an intimate knowledge of your offensive system, how does that impact your preparation?
He's a guy that's been in this organization. You know, he's a coach. All the coaches here know, you know, what he's about, and you know what he brings to the table, and you know he knows a lot about our organization too. So we definitely take that in consideration in preparing, and you know, it's going to be a tough task for sure.
How much does the game plan adjust?
I mean, I don't know. We're going to install the game plan. Coaches will, and they'll put us in the best position to you know, to get open and make plays.
Andy, what is it about this team that you're able to ignore any outside noise, no matter what's going on? And is it discipline? What is it that makes this team unique in that way?
I mean, coach does a good job of, you know, just letting us worry about football, and he takes care of the rest. And you know, it takes a lot of pressure off us, so we just go out there and play, and we don't have to worry about anything outside the building.
Earlier this week, Tom on the radio talked about the offense just kind of struggling to find its rhythm. What do you think he meant by that, and how do you guys work on that this week?
A rhythm? I don't know. Is he talking about dancing? Or I can't dance, so.
That would be a challenge.
We're going to try our best to, you know, whatever it is, whether it's run the ball, pass the ball, whatever situation we're in, whatever quarter it's in, and, you know, we're going to try to find a rhythm.
With different players on the field, a couple of key guys missing, are you changing the offensive identity and are you finding it?
We're just trying to get the ball to playmakers and trying to move the ball as best we can. You know, we understand that injuries are a part of the game, and, you know, it's a rough game. That's why we play it. So it's just the way it goes sometimes. We have a lot of good playmakers on this team, so we're going to try to make as many plays as we can.
Your quarterback rating is pretty high, so
yeah.
Will you be working on that this week in practice?
No, I'm trying to run and get open and catch the ball. So,
you're a Texas guy, right? Any
yeah.
Added motivation going back to Texas, man? I know.
Hell yeah, I love going back home. Mexican food and football. That's what Texas is about, and so I'm excited to get to see my family, some of my family, and get out there and play in Houston. So it's fun.
You get huge ticket requests and all that kind of good stuff when you come
back? Not really. Most of my friends get their own tickets.
They're friends, huh?
Yeah, they're true friends. But, no, I'll have, you know, obviously more ticket requests this week, but I love, you know, having a lot of pals at the game, so.
Daniel, there's a recent trend of players around the league sort of exchanging jerseys after games. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, have you ever done that before?
I've done that before in the past, but I like to keep my same jersey because it fits good, and I don't like getting it tailored and a new one tailored and stuff like that. And it's just a waste. I mean, after the season, I'll go and switch with whoever now, so I don't really do that during the season anymore.
When you did it in the past, well, yeah. why did you?
Just because, you know, your friends, you obviously respect the other opponents, and I have a lot of jerseys at my house too, so I collect a lot of jerseys and, you know, stuff you'll have forever.
What do you do with those jerseys? I know you said you
right now they're in a box in my attic, and that's where they'll be until I don't own a house. So once I get a house, I'll have like a nice little setup for it.
Do you wash them?
Some are washed, some aren't washed. Yeah.
Whose do you have?
I have a few. I have a lot of Rams ones. I have Brandon Gibson from when he was with the Dolphins. I have Hank Baskets, who was with the Colts. I have John Dornbos, who was for the Eagles. I have a lot of them. Yeah, I like them. They don't fit me, but.
Danny, I know we're going deep here, but how does that get arranged? You know, is that like prearranged?
Sometimes prearranged, I guess. I don't. After the game, you just kind of switch it up. I don't do it anymore, like I said. So, but I think it's cool. I think it's. I know a lot of soccer players do that. So I think that's where we got the idea from.
Is there anybody you really want?
A lot of what?
Is there anybody you really, really want? Besides number 12, of course.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, I'm just really focused on football and not really exchanging jerseys anymore. But you know, it's cool. It'll keep safe. Yeah.